Game time decision. Have you given any consideration to making changes today in the starting lineup?
You know, as I said before, everything that I do, especially with the starters, I mean, I'm not going to come out ahead of time and say anything. You know, but at the end of the day, whatever decision is made is my decision.
Team that thrives in transition. I know you guys like to crash the offensive glass. How do you strike that balance where they put enough pressure on the offensive glass, but then you also have to cover yourself on the back end if they get out and run? Like, how does a coach approach that?
We got to crash the right way. We're not always crashing the right way. You know, when we crash, there's rules where you come from and how you do it. And a couple of times we haven't done it right, which can give them an advantage. But there were two for sure, maybe three possessions in our last game. We shot a layup, but the guy that shot the layup fell down. So it may hit two threes in transition, maybe even three threes in transition. So that, you know, you take those away and it's a pretty good transition night. So we hit the ground. I mean, we got to be back up and play the next place right away. We can't take the time to get down because they spread the floor, Dyson is to the rim. You got to stop Dyson at the rim, and then they spray it, and we're not there to get the threes. So that's more important, and that's probably the first step. The second step is to crash the right way, and then we'll be fine. They crash from anywhere. You know, there are a lot of teams that crash from anywhere.
Mike, for the second half of Game 3,
when Juice was out there, he was
really
happy setting
off
screens
for
Jalen.
They looked
like the time to do a really good role.
What was working so well for those two, and what do you feel like
in the game? The biggest thing, this is all the time, is one of our biggest concepts is spacing. And so you can do what you want to do. If all five guys are on space correctly, it's going to be tough to get bucks. And so our group space corrected. Deuce was, you know, physical, you know, because you can be physical offensively and physical defensively without foul. Deuce was physical offensively with the screen setting, and we need to be physical with our screen setting. And then after that action, we were aggressive with whoever had the ball, but we were able to be aggressive because the spacing was there. So that's the result of that second half. And, you know, we got to keep exploring, not just that combination, but in combination, knowing that at the end of the day, our spacing and physicality are big things for us when we do that stuff.
Mike, obviously, Tariq and Jalen in those cross-match situations, what do you want to see from your defense when that happens?
Say one more time.
When Atlanta's Tariq and Jalen in the cross-matches, just what do you want to see from your defense to kind of help them in those situations?
Well, you know, we mix them up. We mix it up, so like Jalen's not always on that guy. But when he is, we got to make sure we continue mixing up our defensive coverages. We can give them one dose of something throughout the course of the game because they have really good players. And you have good players, you get a rhythm, and you're able to take advantage of what the defense is doing. So we got to keep trying to mix it up, which is what we've done in terms of sometimes putting them on, sometimes taking them off, you know, and sometimes just hitting right away or firing right away, and sometimes not. So mixing up is the best thing.
Mike, they have a wild card off the bench in Kuminga who brings the element of athleticism to count for random play.
Yeah.
How do you counter that?
We have to do a better job because, you know, we know what he likes to do. The tough part about it is you're not going to be able to take everything away. And, you know, he made two threes early as well as a more guy. And when, you know, and the two guys that are going in game three are combined, I think 1 for 9 from the 3-point line, knock down 3 threes in the quarter, give them a little confidence. And so we're still not, I mean, we got a little tough, we got a little, those guys shoot threes and that's getting there to make the test. The biggest thing is they try to keep them off guards, keep them out of transition. And then there's drives. Either drive right or left, first or left, and we have to do a good job of trying to keep him out of the middle four when he drives left because he's hit some big shots. Start on the right side, get into the middle of the floor with his left hand and finish it, and do a better job of trying to take that away.
Mike, regardless of what you decided with the starting line, what would you consider? What were the biggest considerations for that decision?
It's always what I feel like in the day, what's best for our group. It's kind of everything I do, it's about what's best for our group.
Mike, two more point games. The result notwithstanding, what have you liked about the process late? I mean, both players, coaches, stuff like, I know you grow and learn through the major playoff series, but are there good things happening as you've seen them late?
No, for sure. The first thing you do when I have credit, and I think they probably say the same about us, but they're making us better for making us think. And so we have to be creative while we're not giving our guys too much. By taking advantage of things that we find out every second of the game, the course of the game. And, you know, obviously the biggest thing is you see the resiliency of our guys, the fight in our guys, and that has to stay there, especially during this time of the year. But in both the one-point games, we give ourselves a chance. And if this bucket goes in down the stretch, for us instead of for them, it's a different story.
Hey, Coach, I've loved your humility, but also your calmness throughout this whole process back and forth. Through your experience as a coach in the NBA, do you draw any similarities of any situation similar to this series in the past?
It's a great question. I mean, I'd have to think about it, you know. You draw a lot from people that you've worked for in the past, that you respect. And, for me, working for Pop, I grew a lot. I feel like I've grown a lot with a lot of guys I've worked with. But he always used to say, during the regular season, it's the time to beam up and go crazy on the sidelines and all that stuff. Because it's just one game at a time. You got practice and you move on to the next game. During playoffs, you have to have laser focus. And if I'm going too crazy on the sidelines, you know, it's a different type of pressure. The anxiety level for everybody else can increase. And so, you know, I have to make sure I keep giving guys this time of the year, I got to keep giving them confidence. And more than anything else, because for the most part, the regular season and preseason preparing for this moment, so you have a pretty good feel of what you should be doing with your team.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.